Hello, this is the report. Do you hear me? I want to know if this thing will actually record. Hold on. All right, let's go again. I want to see if this thing will work. So it seems to work. All right, my story is to do with with a man called Opaketohe. It's a Cree name. What it actually say is that it means the fisherman. He who set nets. And that's what it means in our language. When the Hudson Bay Company formed sometimes in 1682, in a few years, maybe 100 or so years later, it established itself on the bay, on the Hudson Bay and James Bay, the company finally had a system how to survive or how to feed its employees during the summer, and also how to gather the food for the starved, for the people who work for the company, for the staff, not starved. Anyway, the company had men by that time. They established themselves in 1682, formed the company. I think they were called the Company of the Hudson Adventurers, I think they call them. And then later on, somewhere around 1700, at least 20 years after they formed, They get the business going, and they find a way to feed themselves from local resources and everything, fish, geese, other animal, for the people who work for them. By this time, there were some men who attached themselves to the forts, the main supplies depot in York Factory, and also and so a few years later with outpost as Fort Severn, which became the permanent post very early, and also into the tip of James Bay, a place called Moss Factory. And also, at the same time, extended to within the west east coast of James Bay, beside Kasatsuan, which is Fort Albany. So they said it was in that time that that the company established what they call Goose Camp Operation. Since that they were given the land in which they buy the fur, the land they finally called it, I guess they were called then a Rupert's land, and they had a right to deal with that land to buy fur from it, and also to use the resources that are there, as long as they don't interfere too much with the people in which they deal with them.